At a presentation by NICOSH, the New York Committee on Occupational Safety and Health, government administrators and conference participants addressed areas of concern brought on by cleanup efforts in the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy. WBAI's Linda Perry was there and spoke with Joel Kupferberg, executive director and senior attorney with the New York Environmental Law and Justice Project and the National Lawyers Guild Environmental Justice Committee.
I'm seeing post-Sandy, I'm seeing a little bit of post-9/11, that there's been a denial of how bad the health situation is. And also I see a divide of two cities, that it's people without much resources are getting the short end of the stick again, the short end of the stick again. We're very, very concerned about most of the residents in NYCHA housing that have a lot of water intrusion, that live there without heat and without electric for many months. They've applied for just money to replace what they have in their apartments. And I heard all this time how bad mold is, and just to remove everything. So there's people asking for meager funds to replace it. And as I understand it, hearing from many, many lawyers, that they've been denied up and down the line, you know, summarily dismissed. And yet we're concerned that FEMA is going to be spending money to rebuild houses in Fire Island and elsewhere, with hundreds of thousands of dollars for each house. So you got to ask why people can't get $800 to take away their main, I guess, threat to their health is a standing, the wet stuff.
People are bringing up where after Katrina, business came in and built, but it wasn't the same people who took over the new buildings as were there before. And people are afraid that same kind of thing is going to happen, that people will be displaced forever in the lower income.
We're working on, actually, I'm involved myself in one law case against NYCHA up in Harlem, that they let a charter school come in and chop down 100 trees to build a charter school. And in some ways, it's a little harbinger of what's going to happen, you know, post-Sandy. What the mayor's office said, that the 100 trees doesn't make a difference, and yet he's still pushing his million tree program. And also, we're working with Sydney, Center for Independence Disabled in New York, that NYCHA was very, very remiss in placing disabled people back from Hurricane Irene. So there's a history, you know, that's there. And we're also very concerned that a lot of development that's taken place, the tall buildings, the law is good, but it was circumvented by a lot of developers going in and twisting and getting permits that they shouldn't have been, you know, allowed. There's even hearings on wetlands that are being destroyed on right near the Bayonne Bridge, and it continues. So we're concerned that there's been lip service just given to climate change. As Sandy said, you know, we're here. And also, it's just also a sign that the city is very, very inept in terms of figuring out environmental impacts. One of the main causes that caused a lot of people's distress in Manhattan was the Con Ed plant going down. That 14th Street plant had a sister plant south of the UN. Con Ed was allowed to sell that plant for $800 million to build condos. And the Con Ed plant at 14th Street was already overtaxed. People screamed that we're being hurt. It has one of the highest rates of asthma in the country. And yet they allowed that plant to be overtaxed. And what blew up, what went down, you know, was that plant.
Throughout the city and Long Island and New Jersey, there's a huge health problem. And people are saying that the city and the state and the federal government really aren't addressing this health problem. They're not seeing how large it is.
I think they're not seeing it, so they think they don't want to see it. What happened after 9/11 was that many, many people complained, but it took a year and a half for the city to set up their own health registry. But as I pointed out today, that there is something called an occupational lung disease registry, that when anyone has any worker has a touch of respiratory problems, that's supposed to be reported to the state. I don't think that's being done. What we need is information first. It was medics that came up from Philadelphia that sort of, you know, coalesced into providing medical services because Red Cross was nowhere to be found. The New York City Health Department was not in many, many places. Bellevue was down. They didn't take the nurses and the doctors from Bellevue and send them there. So it's been up to the people to go door to door, and they're doing their own epidemiology. So I think it's really important for the city, the state, and the feds to figure out, you know, what's there. And there should also be more money spent for occupational health clinics that's there, and they should be opened up in the Rockaways, Coney Island, and elsewhere. But we just want to know those figures, and people are still going to their own doctors, and the city and state health department is not bothering to go around asking those doctors to start gathering those numbers together.
It's a big mess.
It's a big mess, and unfortunately we've seen it before, and I think it's really time that I think it's time for the public to to step in, and I got to keep on blaming the city that its privatization brought us into this mess and helped put us into this mess. The pipeline coming in, hydrofracking, is making things worse. So we think it's time for the public and the public sector to do its right job.
Well, people are saying that the city isn't doing what it's supposed to be doing to help the people who are affected by Sandy.
I agree, and I think that's why those people who live in NYCHA housing and elsewhere are scared that once they move out, that they're not going to have the right to return.
Joel Kupferberg is with the New York Environmental Law and Justice Project. He spoke with WBAI's Linda Perry.